We are learning Masechet Tzemach Katan, Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Tezayin Amud Aleph. We learned that Nezifa is for 7 days, and the Gemara Akasha that we found a story of Rav Shimon bar Rebbe and Bar Kapara that Nezifa was 30 days. Another story, Shuv Pamachas, goes a Rebbe, Shalo Yishano Tamidim Veshuk. Rebbe made a Gzeira, you should not teach Torah Befehesia. In the street, everyone should see it. Maidrash, what dash? Dash on a pasuk Shir Hashirim. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Chamuke Yerechayech, Kamoy Chaloa, Maisidei Amon. The pasuk means that Chamuke Yerechayech means your thighs that are hidden are like Chaloam, are like jewelry. And we dash, and says in the pasuk, Maisidei Amon. And we darsh my yerech, v'seisachek yerech is hidden after the Torah v'seisach, because ma'isei amon is referring to the Torah, which is the ma'isa, which is the handicraft, the craft of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After the Torah v'seisach, so that's what Rabbi Abeinu HaKadosh said: you should not go teach Torah v'rabim in front of everyone on the shuk. And they explained the reason is because Torah is a chashiva, it's just like diamonds; you don't bring out it in the street; you have it in the office. So here was the Torah should be private. Lemaisist is Talmud Yotzer Rabbi Chia. His Talmud Rabbi Chia went out. V'shono Shnei Bnei Yochav V'shuk. He taught both his nephews in the Shuk Torah. Who is his two nephews? L'Rav and Rav Bar Bachana. We know Rav was a nephew from two ways. He was the son of his brother and the son of his sister. And Rav Bar Bachana also was a nephew of Rabbi Chia. So Shama Rabbi heard Rav Chia is giving Torah V'shuk, and I listened to him. Ikpid, he got upset. Also Rav Chia Schuzilei. So Rav Chia came to see him. Amalei Iya. So first of all, he called him Iya instead of Chia to make fun of him a little bit, because Rav Chia had a hard time saying Ches, so he calls him Iya. And Mi Kaira Lach B'chutz, someone's calling you outside. Basically telling him, get out of here. Someone's calling you outside. So Yada, the Nogad, Milsavadayte, he knew that he made Rabbi upset. So what did he do? Nog, Nezivusa, B'nafshei Tosin Yamin. He practiced a Nezivus now for 30 days. He hid out for 30 days. So what do you? So we aimed class him on 30. So you see, again, you see, 30 days. Gemara after Teretz, second time raise, you 30 days. What if Gemara finishes goes right in the story? But you aimed class him on 30th day. Shalach le, Rebbe sent to Chia, Tahada, you come back. Then he's shalach le. Then immediately after he sent him again, the loyalty, he shouldn't come today. So Mikara Ma'isava. What did Rebbe think about the beginning? Told him to come, save Ma'isava. Then what do you think? Mikara Sava Mikseh Mikula. Beginning he thought, like the cloud mixes in kula, part of a day is like a whole day. At the end, you don't say mixes in kula because he wasn't sure. Mixes in kula. Lemaisa, Rav Chia showed up that day. Lasayif asa, Rav Chia showed up. Amalei, am I us? Why did you come? Amalei, shalachli. You sent the shalachli. Married lazy. He said I should come. So Rebbe said back, I sent you another shliach not to come. Amalei, zeri isv lorisa. I saw this shliach, the hell shliach I missed. Kari Aleha, so Rebbe called Rav Chia this pasuk. Hashem dark gam when Hashem wants to send someone somewhere, even his oivim will do make shalom with him. Here, Rav Chia came because he didn't get the second shliach. Hashem was made it by Sherry. That's what happened. So my time over Marhachi. So Rebbe asked Rav Chia, why taka did you teach Torah b'Rabim? Amalei, the Chassid says in the pasuk, Chachmois bechutz taroina. You should teach the Chachma outside, Tarena, and says, Berchayvah teaching the Karla, so you teach the Tarah outside. On Malay, so Rebbe says to Rav Chia, Im Karisa, if you learned this Pasuk, you learn it twice. You were my Ayin enough. Vim Shnis, you learned it twice, Loy Shalashta, you didn't learn it three times. Vim Shalashta, Loy Parashalach, if you learned it three times, you didn't Chap Shat. The pshat really is like this. Chachma is bechutz Torahina k'derava. It's like Rava. Dama Rava kol ha'usik with Torah b'fnim. Anyone learns Torah inside, Torah mecharez lo bechutz. Torah will tell everyone, look, this is a Talmud Chacham. He learns Torah, the cover will run after him. The Torah will scream out, this is a Talmud Chacham. Great thing. Gemara v'aksiv says in the pasuk loyim rosh seisa devarti. It says by regarding Matan Torah that Hashem didn't give the Torah b'seisa. So it sounds like you should teach Torah b'rabim. And for the Gemara, who be my way to kala? That's when you have a yarchi kala, when you have a big drasha, then you do it. But not regular learning Torah should not be done in public. For Rav Chia, haicha hamukir rechayich my avalei. What is with the pasuk hamukir rechayich, which says it has to be hidden? Because Rav Chia held the pasuk chachmais b'chutz taroina means you teach Torah outside. So what is with the pasuk that says you have to keep it hidden? My avalei. Mukalev, it's talking about Mishasadim. He says, talking about stalking with something, that should be done hidden. So the Gemara's going to come back to the Kasha. I'm a Nazifa who died, tell some Yemen. It's even these two stories that the Nazifa was 30 days. And the Gemara, no, Rabbeinu Kaj was a Nasi. Nazifas Nasi shiny. The Nazifa of a Nasi is different, and that has different rules and different halachas. So Stam, the Yavit speaks out that what was Rav Chiya thinking going against the Rebbe? Teretz because he held it was the first apostle they let it teach outside. And therefore, he said, you know, if a Torah says not like my Rebbe, I'm allowed to do it. But the Maisa, Rebbe said, no, you have Rom Shah and the apostle. Zoktim Aravaita, Nazifa Didon Kamahava, we said that our Nidui is like that Nazifa, which is 7 days. So how big is our Nazifa? Kamahava, Chad Yemi, one day. Ki Hod Shmuel Mar Ukva, Ki Aviyasvi, Karsi Shmaitza. When Shmuel was the Rebbe of Mar Ukva, but Mar Ukva was the Av Bezdin and the Nasi. So when he used to learn together, Ki Aviyasvi, Shmaitza, Aviyasvi, Mar Ukva, Kavei the Shmuel, Verochi Dal Ramas. When they learned, so Mar Ukva sat in front of Shmuel, Dal Amas away to show cover to this Rebbe. But when it came to Adin Torah, since Mar Ukva was the Av Bezdin, he was in charge. Shmuel sat in front of Mar Ukva Dal Amas. But still, Mar Ukva, at cover Shmuel, he used to make, we were sitting, he made a hole, and he stuffed it with machzelos, with like a mat, and he lowered himself down so he should be able to hear Shmuel. Because Shmuel was the big entire. If you had to ask Shmuel shyly, you'd be able to hear him. But Sav Yosef Eloi, Kehechid L'shtam Milo, so you could hear Shmuel's words. Now, Kol Yoyma, when Mar Ukva went home, Hava Malavi Mar Ukva L'Shmuel. First, he walked Shmuel to his guest house, because Shmuel didn't live in this town, Ad Shpiza, until his guest house. And then, Mar Ukva went home. Yoyma Chad Itter Redina, one day, he was in the middle of the entire Mar Ukva, and he lost himself. Hava Ozo Shmuel Basra, he started walking home, so Shmuel followed him. When Mar Ukva got to his own home and he didn't walk Shmuel home, Shmuel was in the back of him. So Shmuel tells Mar Ukva, "I didn't walk behind you enough. Let me go home," because he was the Avez and he had to give him a shush for Shmuel to go home. And usually he walked Shmuel home. And here he ignored him. So he realized that he insulted Shmuel. He practiced Nezivus one day, and that way he had a kapara. So you see, Nezivus is one day when it comes to Bavel. Not a maisa. He is the Hava Yosva Vashvila. A certain woman was sitting in a narrow pathway where people walked by. Have a pastor kara. First of all, her feet were sticking into the road a little bit onto the path. And she was peeling barley. She didn't really move out of the way. He had to like stoop around him, get around her. Omar, so he said, this Tamachom said, "Kama chatzipa hayisa? How big of a chutzav is that woman?" So she came to Rav Nachman. She felt bad now. Omalah, mi shamat shamtan bumi? Did he put you into cherim? Did he put you into nidu? Omalah, zilu nog nezivusa chadiyemik benavshech. Practice zifa for one day, and that you'll be get a kapara. So you see again, on a zifa is for one day. Zutra bar Tovia have a kaposik sidra kamei Rav Yehuda. One time, Zutra bar Tovia was learning nach in front of Rav Yehuda. Kimot la psuko, when he came to the pasuk in Shmuel that says ve'ela divrei David ha'achroinim, which sounds like Divrei is also Nevi'ahs. This was the second one of Dovah's Nevi'ahs. So he asked, his master was the first. Where was the first? Amalei Achreinim, it says Achreinim, Echad Dikur Rishainim, it must be earlier Nevi'ah. Where is that? Earlier Nevi'ah. Rishainim, I knew. What's the early Nevi'ah? Shasik Le Amalei. So he didn't answer. He didn't know. He didn't answer. Lemidah, he didn't answer. Afterwards, so the Talmud again, Zutra Bar Tovia said, "Hod Amalei Achreinim Chaldik Rishonim." Says Achreinim Chaldik Rishonim. Rishonim Ahi. What are Rishonim? Amalei. So who says to him? Ma Daitech. What are you trying to do here? You're trying to say Leoda Pirushet Haikro. Anyone doesn't know this pasuk. Lav Gava Rabu is not a big person. Like, what do you want from me? I already said I don't know. I already was quiet. That means I don't know. Don't ask me again. So Yoda the Nokam Milsa, he realized the Nokam Milsa that he insulted his Rebbe. He practiced Nezifus one day. Our third story already that you see that the Nezifus is for one day in Babel. What's behind the Pasuk? I'm sure you're very curious. So the Mara says, when the Asan Allah, Mia, Achrein Machaldik Rishonim, Rishonim Mahi, what is the Rishonim? What are we talking about when it comes to Rishonim? So the Rishonim is this Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, David David Lashem, as Divri Ashir Azais, but Yoim, David HaMelech said Ashira, "B'yoyim hitza Hashem oisei mekaf kol oivev mekaf shol." When Hashem saved him from all his enemies and from Shaul. On the cards, Baruch Hu David. You're calling Shaul an enemy and making a Shira. You got saved from Shaul HaMelech. David Shira ta'im al mefalasa shal Shaul. You're singing Shira on that Shaul fell. Shaul was a huge tzaddik. Il moli at the Shaul of Hu David. If Shaul would have been born in your mazel and you would have been born in Shaul's mazel, Saul was much bigger than you. In Vati Kama Davim upon him. A lot of Davim would have got lost in front of Saul. Saul really was a huge tzaddik. Just his mazel wasn't as good. Heinrich Siv says, isn't the pasuk, Shigoyin lo David ha-shashar la-shem adivri kush ben yamini. It was a mistake to David that he sang. He says himself, he made a mistake, Shaygi, that he sang a shira on kush ben yamini. Who's kush ben yamini? Ben yamini means from Binyamin. That was Shaul was from Binyamin. It wasn't kush. Kush is lost from being black. It wasn't kush like Shaul Shemai. Ella, this is a darsha. Ma kushi meshuna ba'ira, just like a kushi is different in his skin. Av Shaul meshuna ma'isav. Also, Shaul was special in his ma'isim. The pasuk says regarding Tzipora Ishus Moshe, it says Al Oydes Aisha Akushus Shalakach. Like Kushus Shema, but like Tzipora Shema. Her name was Tzipora, not Kushus. It actually is a target in Israel. And that pasuk it says that Moshe Rabbeinu married someone from Kushi. He was in Kush for a lot of years before Midian. But Akapanim Rashi learns, like Agamar is learning, it's really Tzipora. Why are we calling her Kushus, a black? Elamak kushus mishunah ba'ira, it's like a kushus is different. The skin is different. It's black. After Tzipora mishunah ma'aseha, Tzipora after Tzipora mishunah ma'aseha. Also, Tzipora was different than a ma'asim. She was special. She had special midas types. Ki yotze b'davar ta'imer vayishma eved melech hakushi. And what this is referring to Tzidkiyo. V'chi kushi shmai lo tzidkiyo shmai. Elamak kushi mishunah ma'aseha. It's like kushi. His skin is different. After Tzidkiyo mishunah ma'aseha. His ma'asim were special and higher than everyone else. It's in the pasuk. Hashem says, "You Klai Yisrael k'bnei kushim atem li beis Yisrael." The kushim shemon, alei Yisrael shemon. They're just Klai Yisrael. El ma kushim shunim vayirap Yisrael mashunim maseim mikol umais. Their maisim are different than all the umais. Omar of Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omri Yisrael. My lechsev. It says in the pasuk, the beginning of that same parasha that we're talking about, which says Divrei Arshonim and Divrei Achronim. It says in the beginning of that parasha, the lashon is like this: Nu'um David ben Yishai, Nu'um Hageva. Hukam al. So what's pshat in this pasuk? It says the words of David ben Yishai, the words of Hageva Hukam al. Nu'um David ben Yishai shehekim ulo shel tshuva, that he elevated the ta'elis of tshuva because of David HaMelech taught us how to do tshuva and Batsheva. So that's what it's called. Hukam al means he elevated the ta'elis, the ol, the ta'elis of tshuva. The pasuk says further in that parasha. We'll explain all the pasukim in that parasha. The pasuk says like this: Omar lekei Yisrael, li diber tu Yisrael, Moishel ba'odam tzadik, Moishel yerusakim. My kama, what's pshat in this pasuk? Omar vol, this is you read the pasuk. How kama? Omar, David HaMelech says, Elikei Yisrael li diber, Hashem told me, tu Yisrael ani, I am the rock of Klai Yisrael, Moishel ba'odam, I can control a person, but me Moishel be, who can control me? Tzadik. A tzaddik in Moshe Lavi. Shani goes exera umevatla. Tzaddik umevatla my exera with tefila. It says further in those psukim, Eilu shemois ha-givarim ha-shelo David, Yoyshev v'sheves, tach k'moini rosh ha-shlishi, hu adina yasni, ha-shmoina me'ezchol ha-pamachas. That's the pasuk there. Maikam, what's found this pasuk? Omra vo ha-chamar. This pasuk is referring to the godless of David HaMelech. Ha-chamar. Ve'eilu shemois g'vroiso shel David. This is the names of the Gvuru, which means the good Maisim Toivim of David HaMelech. The word Yoshev B'Sheves means he sits in a low place. B'Shasha Yoshev B'Yeshiva, when he used to teach Torah in Yeshiva, Lo Yoshev Agavi Karam K'sas, he didn't sit on top of pillows and blankets. El Agavi Karka, sat on the ground. Chol Kamadav, Rabbi, his Rabbi was Ira HaYiri Kayim. When he was alive, that was Pashat, HaMastim Lu Rabbanon, Ira taught the Chamim Torah, Agavi Karam K'sas, he sat on pillows. And everyone else sat on the floor. But even Kinoch Nafshei, after his Rebbe Ira died, and David HaMelech became the Rebbe, still have a master David Rabbanon. He's to teach them Torah. But have a Yosef al Gavi Karki. Sit on the ground. Omer Leis, so the Chacham said to him, Leis Marak Karong Sas. Why don't you sit on pillows? Loi Kabel Leis. He went up a Kabel. He was a very big Anav and he sat on the floor. What does Tach K'mayni mean? Omer Rabbi Darashi like this. Omer Karish Baruch Hu, Hoyel Vishvat Asma. Since you made yourself small, to hate K'mayni, be like me. And the word tach kamani, because the ches and hey are interchangeable. To hate kamani, feel like me. Shani goes exer. I make exeris. Va'ata mevatel. You can mevatel it. The pasuk is further. Reish hashlishim. What is that referred to? To hey reish the stoshes avos. Rashi learns it means la'asid lavei. David HaMelech be in front of the three avos of Rambam Yaakov. And the Marshal explains that there's a Gemara in Psachim that says when it comes to benching, who's in a bench? David HaMelech will bench. Ayin shama Gemara. David HaMelech in a certain aspect will be in charge in the head of the three avos. Pasuk says further, "Who are dinei ha'etzni?" And they teach us like this: So Yosef when he sat and learned Torah, he ma'adain. He bent himself atzmi ketelas like a worm. He made himself strong like a piece of wood. Al-Shmoyna Meyaz Chol Pamachas. The Pasuk says he killed 800 people at one shot. So Yezerik Chetz, he should throw an arrow, Umapel Shmoyna Meyaz Chol Pamachas. And he killed 800 people at once. But he was upset. I should have killed 200 more, 1,000 at one shot. Why? The Chesiv says in Pasuk, Eicha Yerdav Echad Elef. How could one fight with 1,000? That means if you do the will of Hashem, you get to the level, Tzadik Gomer could kill one person, kill 1,000 at a time. He only did 800, only 800. Yotzabaskov Amra Baskov said, you know why? Rakvid Va'uria Chit, because of Ramaisa Basheva, that was the only Chit, if not, you'd be a Tzadik Gomer, and that's why you only Zaycha, you kill 800 people at once, and not 1,000. But besides Basheva, you're a Tzadik Gomer. Rakvid Va'uria Chit.